Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
We in good company.
Welcome to Good Company, yeah. A podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
We in good company.
Oh. Now, here's your host, Jake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of this beautiful, beautiful world. It's Jake. I'm back with another episode of Good Company coming at you live from a car ride in Concord, North Carolina. Actually, we're in Kannapolis today playing Intimidator Stadium on the Life is What You Make It Tour. And I have the wonderful Jacob and you notice how I introduced Jacob first? Do you like that, Jordan?
I do notice that.
The wonderful Jacob Davis and his brother Jordan Davis, who is on... Dude, it was on our tour.
How have I been on tour with you for going on over almost 3 months now? Not only do you introduce my brother, who's out for me
you
one weekend.
You took shotgun this morning. By the way, Jordan's sitting shotgun in this car right now.
I told him
I'm a headliner, and he took shotgun.
Yeah. But you also gave Jacob a golf tip yesterday, bro. You haven't given one golf tip all tour this whole, and now we're going to play golf. Dude. Man.
We are going to play golf, and I'll give you plenty of golf tips today if you really want them. By the way, I don't even have golf clubs, so I'm going to beat you with rental set. And your brother's back here. Jacob, what's up, dude?
Dude, I'm ready to go play golf with you, buddy.
Are you going to beat your brother today? Are you going to beat Jordan?
I will beat Jordan. I probably will not beat you.
Do you guys want to put
a wager on that?
Is this a Jake Owen wager or a Jordan Davis wager?
Two very different
features. We're playing with our buddy, my buddy Kevin Harvick. Have you ever met Kevin before?
I haven't, but I've watched him
win lots of
I've watched
NASCAR
him go
races.
Real fast.
Do you know that Kevin
.
Has won, I believe, 7 if not 8 times already this year?
Jeez.
Which is a major, major feat. I think in modern history, Jeff Gordon had the most winning streak, or not winning streak per se, but I think Jeff Gordon won 11 races in one season. So for Kevin to be at 8 right now is a pretty big deal.
And, dude, that's a huge season.
Yeah, and to think that we're going to go play some golf today and he's taking time out of his busy schedule to come play a little golf with us. But see, if Kevin's coming to play golf, now there's a good foursome happening right here. So there might need to be some sort of, he's a competitor. I'm a competitor. Jordan, I know you're somewhat of a competitor. I mean, you're...
Dude, come on, bro. What? Why are you on me this morning, man?
Because I'm in the back seat staring at the back of your head.
If I would have known I was going to get it from you all day, I would have sat in the back seat. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I kind of threw Jacob and Jordan a curveball here on the way to golf this morning when I brought my microphones with me, because this podcast is usually recorded on a Tuesday, and... I happen to have a birthday coming this Tuesday, and my little girl, yesterday when I was giving Jacob
golf tips,
I was on the phone actually watching him chip in that game Chippo that was like, looks like, did you order that off Instagram?
Jacob got it.
I got it.
Off Instagram?
No, my bookie agent gave it to me.
Because, by the way, hold on, tell people that, because we're using these wireless mics today for my podcast, so I hope that everybody can hear what everybody's saying. But Instagram, you know how they what do they call that when they kind of like pinpoint you based off of advertising?
Oh yeah, like
stalking.
Exactly.
That's one way of putting it.
So that Chippo game that you had yesterday is something that I feel like, because they know I like golf and they see me search that kind of stuff on Instagram, it pops up with that all the time, and I'm thinking to myself, I need to get one of those Chippo games. It's basically like cornhole for golf. You chip balls into it. But check this out. So the other night, I'm sitting at dinner with my significant other, and I should have been sitting there talking to her, but like most people these days, and I get mad at myself.
Oh, dude,
my phone.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, there's this ad for a electronic surfboard that you basically stand on this surfboard with like a hydrofoil under it, and you use a remote control, and it flies across the water, and it said $299. And I'm thinking to myself, no way an electronic surfboard is $300. So as I'm sitting there, I buy it, and my girlfriend's like, what are you...
what did you just buy? I said, babe, it's $300 for an electronic surfboard. I mean, even the surfboards I have now for surfing behind the boat are way more than $300, and they don't even have an electronic engine on them that'll propel me across any bit of water that I want to just rip up on a surfboard. Think about all the places that we go, right? Like, I want to take this surfboard with me, put it in a lake at some venue while everybody's around and be like, check this out, and electronically surf around this cool little pond. By the way, my business manager calls me about 4 or 5 days ago when I'm in town filming this TV show that we're doing, and he goes, hey man, there's a big box here. It says electronic surfboard on it. And all I can think about, even though I'm sitting there amongst Shania Twain and Travis Tritt filming this TV show, for the rest of the day, my mind is like, I have to get by his office before he closes today so I can pick up my electronic surfboard. So I get over to his office. Here's the glorious cardboard box that's in there that I order off Instagram. I go to pick it up, and it's really light. I'm thinking, man, this is doesn't feel that heavy for a really nice electronic surfboard. So
this is gonna be great.
on the package, it says, you know, to Jake Owen from this place that I ordered it, which happened to be all Chinese lettering, and I couldn't really read the rest of it because I don't read Chinese or Mandarin.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I open it up and pull it out. It is a $10 boogie board that I could have bought at Walmart. No electronic engine on it.
Dude.
It's just a yellow foam boogie board that would have cost me $10, and I totally got scammed.
Dude, so you can't get your money back?
No, I don't. I can't write an email in Mandarin to the people I ordered it from. But you know what
that is?
What is that?
That's karma for being on your phone when you should have been paying attention to your significant other.
Oh my gosh, you might be right,
dude. I'm telling you, my wife gets livid if I even grab for my phone during dinner or whatever. Yeah.
And I'm one of these guys too that I look around when I'm at dinner sometimes. And if you do that these days, look how many people
everybody's
aren't
on their phone
talking to the person they're with.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're on their phone.
Yep.
What about you, Jacob? You're married. You've got two kids. What's your wife think of the cell phone deal?
I mean, she's definitely the same way that y'all's are. I mean, I try to stay in the moment with it, man, but it's hard. I mean, especially in this business, you know, you just try to...
You feel like you're always, missing out on something, right? Like,
yeah,
I
isn't
need
that terrible?
To keep up with my fans, or I need to get back to this email, because if I don't answer this email, then I'm going to be the guy that doesn't, you know, that people think isn't getting back to them. Yeah,
or what if I'm missing out on a electronic surfboard that comes up?
Exactly.
Maybe I need to spend $300.
What's the last thing you ordered offline that you were sold on when you saw it?
Ordered offline.
Amazon, whatever.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, you know what happens with me is I'll go out and I'll play a good round of golf, and then I'll go home and I'll start spending just so much money on crap that I don't need. Golf bag. I don't need a new golf bag. Bought one. a new range finder. I don't need a range finder. I'm not that good. Bought one. Top of the line. And then I go out the next day, and I shoot a 95, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Are you a pretty serious golfer?
No.
Who's more serious of golf between you and Jordan?
We're probably about the same. Wouldn't you say so, Jordan?
When did y'all get into golf? As kids, playing against each other?
College, probably.
College?
Yeah, but we both were at LSU together.
Is it hard to swing with that beard, Jordan?
No, it's not at all.
Is it hard?
No.
Is it hard to... All right, this is called... Beard talk with Jordan Davis. Because people I know, let's first off admit too, how annoying is it for being a guy that makes great music, that's had number one song, that's getting ready to probably have another number one with your new one, how annoying is it honestly when you go places and the first thing people want to talk to you about is your beard?
It really does aggravate me.
It aggravates you, but you set yourself up for
it. I mean,
it.
I know I do, but I mean, I don't
How
mind.
How long have you been a part of the Amish community?
Dude, can I say, yesterday this was the funniest thing. I'm standing behind the bus. Amish community. Jordan's tour manager standing back, you know, by the meet and greet talking to the police officer. He's also in the Mennonite community.
He's really good at building stuff with wood.
And his tour manager goes to the cop, and the cop is like, is there any special requests? And he said, yeah, just if we're going to sign autographs, let's keep things moving. And I do have to request that nobody touch the beard.
Well, yeah, because
the cop started laughing, and he's like, I'm serious. Don't let anybody touch the beard.
I mean, dude, that's like somebody coming up and like running their hand through your hair.
Do you really have to have your tour manager tell people not to touch your beard?
Yeah. And people still come up and like grab my beard.
That's like, yeah, because that's the same thing as telling people like, hey, when Jordan walks down the hallway, nobody look at him in his eyes.
No, it's not. Yeah, dude, no, it's not at all.
I have a cute ass, Jordan, and every day at meet and greet, people just want to get a nice grip and a hold of my ass. And I don't tell my tour manager to tell people, hey, you know, just make sure they don't touch my cute ass.
Make sure they don't touch my cute ass, yeah?
I'm kidding. I don't know why I said that. Hey, speaking of which, we're pulling up at the golf course. Because Kevin Harvick is a NASCAR driver, would you think that he beat us here?
Yeah, for sure.
You think so? He did beat us here. He's standing out there by himself right now. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to come back to you guys. We'll get back to you on this podcast. We're going to kind of put it all together here today. We are getting out, and I'm gonna Kevin Harvick is standing by himself at a golf cart. All right, we're going to catch up with you guys here in a bit. We'll see you. We are back. We're starting the show. We're on. What hole are we on?
We are on 14.
14. Yep. What are you right now? Are you under par or what's going on?
Should we tell them what our I'm under par, Jake. That's a good one.
Jordan Davis is not under par. He's over par. Let's go ahead and tell him the bet we made. We agreed upon.
All right. If I don't come within 15 strokes of Jake's final score, I have to wear whatever Jake Owen merchandise that he chooses for my entire set tonight.
About three holes in, I asked you what size shirt you wear.
Yeah, it's large.
And update everybody right now on the match between you and your brother.
I believe that he is up on me 3 strokes.
As we're talking about this, our good friend Kevin Harvick is playing a yellow ball right now. It's a neon.
Sorry,
yellow,
neon.
He says. He's taking a practice swing. How many yards do you have, Kevin? 89 yards to the pin.
Well,
oh, this
good.
Is a beaut.
That
this
looks
is
good.
A beaut. Check once. Look at
that's
that
a
shot.
Great shot, Kevin.
Great shot. Kevin Harvick. Kevin, are you an avid golfer?
No, I'm not an avid golfer. I love golf, but I don't play enough to clarify myself an avid golfer.
Yeah, you're pretty much working hard on winning NASCAR races right now.
Yeah, and the racing part is not the busiest part. It's the kid part.
Yeah,
the two kids at home. We have a 7-month-old and a 6-year-old, so to me, that's way more work, because when you look at mom and say, hey, on the day off, I'm going to go play golf,
are you
doesn't
already,
go over well.
Are you already seeing yourself in little Keelan?
Well, he's got an attitude.
So you're saying you've got an attitude? You're known as Happy Harvick, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I got that name because I was angry a lot. And they just started calling me Happy.
But I've never seen you angry.
I mean, really.
I've seen you on the track get a little mad from time to time. But that's because you're a competitor, just like any one of us.
Well, I do get angry. And honestly, last night we went to the Panthers game and we were stuck in traffic. And Keelan was so excited, sitting in the back seat. He was bouncing off the seat, kicking the back seat. And finally, I got to a point, and I'm like, I lost it. And so I do have those types of moments as dad, but you know, I think that most of the moments are from years ago when I
so
used
you're
to,
a normal dad.
Yeah,
like my dad used to yell at me too for kicking the back
seat.
Yeah,
but I don't like doing that. I don't like
doing that.
Of course
not. I mean, you're not like, but at least you catch
I know he's excited, and I'm pissed off because we're sitting in traffic, and he could care less because we're going
your
to the football
whole world
game.
Revolves around being in traffic,
like, not sitting traffic.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Not sitting traffic, that's for sure.
I'm going to go ahead and hand this microphone over to Jordan Davis while I hit my golf shot, and you can converse with Mr. Kevin Harvick.
Jordan, don't you think it would have been better to just leave the golf club and the microphone in his hands just because of the fact that he has absolutely destroyed us today playing golf?
I think Jake's like, what, do you have a score on him?
I haven't even added him up. I need
Owen on 14.
Get in the hole!
Yo, to all Jake Owen podcast listeners, this guy's really good at golf.
I know
that's an
most
understatement.
People know that.
Well, I played a lot growing up as a kid. I don't play that much anymore. But the good thing about golf is, and I recommend it to anybody out there that has not got into golf, I think it's one of those sports that you can find it later in your life and still enjoy it, even though you don't have to be a great player. I mean, who doesn't like a sport where you can ride around and talk to your buddies and drink some cold beer?
Even though I do give you credit today, Kevin, you haven't had any beer. You're just, I asked you if you wanted a beer at the turn, and you said, no, I'm good with water.
Yeah, I try to pace myself, only because I know that I have to get up in the morning. I have to, my son's coming to see you at your sound check today to, so somebody's got to.
Somebody's got to be responsible.
Somebody's got to be responsible. So.
Yeah, but you're not even working today. Like, I have to work tonight.
If I'm going
to
drink beer, I'm going to drink beer in the backyard and just kind of chill out. That way I don't have to go anywhere.
So do you have like an unlimited supply of Busch beer at your house?
We have an unlimited supply of Busch beer, that's for sure. Busch Light, anything you need from the Anheuser-Busch standpoint, we've got it at the house.
Well, I'll have to make a pit stop by your place sometime and take a few of those beers off your hands. You keep them cold?
Absolutely. And we even keep the beer's like wine. That's the thing people don't understand about beer. You can't let it sit in the sun, can't let it get hot. You need to take care of it.
You really need to take care of your beer.
That's right. There's nothing worse than a stale beer.
That's yeah, it is. Your kid kicking the back seat of your car. Well, we appreciate you guys listening. We just are checking in and out. That's Kevin Harvick you're talking to over there. We're in the middle of this golf round. I like to kind of bring my podcast to...
Oh!
As I'm
you couldn't have...
Well, wait a second. As I was talking right there, what just happened?
I put it in the hole, son.
You chipped it in the hole.
Jacob Davis just
off the green.
Just
that was
chipped
awesome.
In from the side of the green. What a great way to end this conversation. My podcast is called Good Company, and it's all about talking to people that are good people. And I really do. This is a day-to-day life for me. I get to hang out with good people like Kevin, Jacob, Jordan Davis, and I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to talk to these kind folks. And we're going to get back to our round of golf. Got a little show tonight at Intimidator Stadium, which Kevin told me...
Earnhardt Country.
Dale Earnhardt owned the team, correct?
Yeah, I believe part of it, yeah.
So, we're going to give a little shout-out to Dale Earnhardt and the Earnhardt family. North Carolina, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. This is Good Company. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Catch you next week. And we'll see. Wait, before I get out of here, I was going to say, we'll see. Let's see if Kevin Harvick makes this putt for a beautiful three. It's rolling at the hole. He left it short.
Left, not short. Big difference.
All right, man. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you chatting with us. Boys, it's good to talk to y'all. We're going to finish our round of golf. Good Company. Love you guys for listening, and catch you all next week. We'll see you.